How to be interesting. Simple ways to increase your personal appeal. Authors David Gillespie and Mark Warren. Being interesting, being human. Why do you want people to take an interest in you? Do you actually need them to? We think so. If being interesting is paramount, then what does it take for someone to be interesting? It's all about engaging, appealing, and compelling. How to be interesting shows you how to do it by focusing on know yourself and be you, be interesting and be inquiring. Route number one to be interesting, know yourself. If we're to look at what it means to be interesting and begin to find out how interesting we might be as individuals, then we have to try to get to know ourselves. We need to look at what makes up our personality. Route number two to interesting, be interested. How to be interesting, how to be interested. If you want to develop good, healthy relationships with other human beings, you need to be genuinely interested. These are the basic building blocks on which you show real, genuine interest. Open questions are questions that are hard to answer with just one word. They encourage the other person to talk. Affirmations are statements that recognize something good about the person. Reflections involve you saying back the person something of what they said, but not in the same words that they used. Summaries. Summaries are longer reflections bringing together several elements of what the other person has said, both to check that you have understood them correctly, to help them hear what they have just said, and in preparation for perhaps moving the conversation off in another direction or bringing it to the close. Be interested. Be a good listener. One of the secrets of being a great communicator is a very simple skill. It's called listening. Learn to listen, to really listen. And you're immediately interesting to other people because you are showing them that you are interested in them. Manners matter. Listening to others properly is just plain good manners. All cultures have developed sets of manners and accepted rules of behaviour towards others. Showing manners means respecting others. If we don't respect them, they won't respect us. To be interesting, we need to be able to communicate, interact and connect with people. Route 3 to interesting, be inquiring. Interesting people ask interesting questions. Part of the human condition is our curiosity. Interesting people asking interesting questions of others and themselves. Interesting people ask questions and find answers. Placing interesting people in interesting jobs. Employers like to hire people who have inquiring minds that are able to look at business issues from different angles, or indeed employees that are entertaining and good to have around the office. Shared interests are interesting. Having common interests makes us interesting to others. They make good opportunities for sharing information and enable us to find out more about each other and what else we have in common. Route number four, be you. The story of you. The really great communicators recognize that every piece of communication is a story. We all have a personal story, and stories are at the very heart of the human condition. Being you, is that really me? We will only secure genuine and sustained interest in ourselves if we are true to ourselves. There is really no point in trying to emulate someone we admire if we clearly do not have that person's attributes. The bottom line is, if we want to share ourselves with other people, it helps to know who we are. Do I care? We should care. We should care very much. The trouble is not caring that it will be perceived as a brand, and that a brand that people will not wish to buy or associate with. What's my brand? Our brand is how we are perceived and how we want to be perceived. If we do not create our brand, someone else will do it for us. It might not be the one that we want. The you brand. The first step to discovering or creating our personal brand and generating the kind of interest that we would like people to have in us is to take a good, hard look at ourselves. What image am I portraying? Our image is part of our brand. In fact, our image is a key component of our brand. To be interesting in a way that others will wish to connect with us, a close inspection of the image that we need to portray is necessary. How do I look? Apparently, posture and gesture account for around 50% of the messages that we communicate. The old saying of not getting a second chance at the first impression is so true. An interesting job, not an interesting person. People often judge others by what they do for a living, rather than who they are. It's an easy trap for us all to slip into. We can all be interesting whether the job or whether we work or not. People don't stop being interesting when they retire. Humour is interesting. Humour must be one of the most interesting things to mankind. We are told that laughter provides a great health boost. It makes us feel good. We're all interested in feeling good. Accordingly, people who make us laugh must be of interest to us. Change is interesting. To look at how to be interesting, we must look at change. It's the contention that all communication is entered into order to bring about change into the status quo. This does not need to be a large or a momentous change, but all participants should emerge from a communication feeling that something has changed. The interesting person is open to collaborative ways of working together and sharing any failures or successes. They are open, relaxed, confident, approachable, and comfortable with themselves. I'm immediately interested by those people who arrive with a genuine desire to discover things about themselves and to find those areas in which they wish to change. Through the changes they can make, they will become better communicators and more productive, more effective, more interesting people. Leaders are interesting. Leadership is not about one's position in life. It's about how one acts in that given position. Leaders do so much more than just tell people what to do. They are also more than just managers. As a leader, you ought to be deeply interested in something, so interesting people become interested in you. To be interesting is an essential part of the human condition. If we're not being interesting, we're not really being. And we must keep reminding ourselves that it's not to be interesting is to be a terrible waste. Everyone has a story to tell, and every story to tell, tell it, and tell it well. If we set out to live an interesting life and be an interesting person, the first thing we have to do is to start being interested in others and everything around us. That's a benefit in itself. All of these are benefits in themselves. They will help us be happier, more rounded, more content individuals. What's more, those don't benefit us as individuals, they benefit everyone around us and make the world a better place.